this morning. I want to testify before we get into our thought, and I thank the Lord for how the Lord worked something out for us. You know, our God is a mighty God, and He's able to help us. He's able to work out all of our problems. He's able to lift us up, and He's able to bring us through anything that the enemy opposes upon any one of us. I thank the Lord for His mighty goodness to us. I feel so unworthy of His blessings to me, and it seemed like, I don't know, I feel like Peter over there when Lord, you know, He said, launch out over the deep, and He brought in a whole multitude of fishes, and Peter fell at His feet. Oh, you know, he recognized the power. He recognized the grace and the victory that Jesus had for everyone. And you know, that's how I feel. Seemed like just humbling myself under the mighty hand of God, that God might help us out, and God, I might bless our souls today. And you pray for us, and ones that knows the worth of prayer, that the Lord would help us and bless us in every need. And surely we need the Lord more. Seem like, I feel like I need Him more now than I ever have need Him in my whole life. And we want to turn over here. We have a thought the Lord has burned us with this morning, and we want to turn over to the third chapter of 1 John. And just the first verse here, it seemed like the Lord just ring this thing in my mind last night and this morning. And we want the Lord to help us today. And He said, behold, you know, the Lord wants us to look at the goodness and the mercy of God. And He said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. You know, I thought about that, and I preached on that a lot of times, but oh, you don't seem like anymore that the world can comprehend the blessings that God has bestowed upon every one of us. You know, it is His mercy that we're living. It's His mercy that we're alive and have what we have, and all of that. It's just His love to every mankind. And He said here, bestow upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, you know, today I'm glad when I repented of my soul of sin, when I humbled my heart to God. God came right in, and He delivered my soul. Thank the Lord. Today I'm glad that He made me. It's through my willingness, through me humbling our hearts before God. God came in with His power, and with His great love, with His Spirit, and come and dwell in this old natural body. Oh, you know, today, isn't that wonderful to think that God loves every mankind? And you know, I thought how that the Bible said that all have sinned. You know, everyone, before we got saved, before the Lord changed us and gave us a new heart, we was all out in sin. We was as filthy and nothing and all of this. But through the power and the blood and the mercy of God and the love of God has changed us and make us sons and daughters for Him. You know, today I thought about that. And you know, I thought how that God, the people, they say that Jesus was the Son of God. But brother, today we can be the sons and daughters of God through His blood, through His mercy, and through the atonement and the sacrifice that He made for every one of us we can be sons of God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a grace? I thought about, I believe, Sister Stover mentioned in the services by Brother Gibson. I appreciate Brother Gibson. And she said that God gave him grace. Oh, today, you know, God has got grace for every need, everything. And He can intervene where men can work. God can hinder and God can overthrow the working of the devil. But thank the Lord, it's through believing and accepting and receiving the blessing. Savior, it's when we get this real peace. Oh, I thought about over here in, I believe it's the 16th chapter of St. John, and about the 33rd verse, I believe it is, the 16th chapter of St. John. It said here, then, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. You know, isn't that something? He said, in me, it's through Christ, through the blood of Jesus, we can have peace in our soul. And it said here that these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. You know, today I thought about how people that's out in sin, people that don't have this real peace and satisfaction in their soul, you know, they're troubled. I was troubled before I got saved. I would seem like I didn't know which way to turn. But oh, thank the Lord, listen to what it said here. It said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Oh, thank God, today I'm glad that we can cheer up, that we can look up, looking to Jesus. As was brought out this morning, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's who we need to look to. He loves every soul, and He'll give us power, and He'll give us grace, and He'll give us peace. Brother, today He'll stand by us, and He'll give us some power. Oh, you know, today, that's a wonderful thing to know. It said, but it be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcame the power of sin and evil and wrong. As He sacrificed, I thought about, I believe it's the 9th chapter over here of the Hebrews. And it tells about how God is able to help us today and bless our souls. And it said in the 12th verse, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. And He entered, He said, into once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Oh, you know, today I'm glad that He made that great sacrifice. I thought about it, seemed so cruel, and how that He was spit upon, and how nails were driven through His hands, and how He bore the cross, and how He suffered a real severe death, that you and I today might be redeemed from the power of sin, the power of the devil, all the evil and the sin that's in the world. Jesus paid it all. Oh, isn't that wonderful to think about? Isn't that wonderful thought to think that Jesus loved us? I thought about that even myself. And I said, me, little old me, nothing. Jesus loved me. Isn't that something? Oh, today. today. I don't know. I wish people could get a hold of this, this blessing, the Word of God, that Jesus is able to help us and bless us. But it said He has obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprung of the unclean sanctify the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God? Oh, you know, today He offered a pure, perfect sacrifice to the Lord. And God accepted this and gave Him power and gave Him the blessing and gave Him the assurance that whosoever believeth on Him or repent and get delivered from the power of sin can live and be a son of God. Oh, God is able to help us today. We want to turn back over here in the 15th chapter of St. John. And, oh, you pray for us. We need the Lord to help us today. And it said in the 13th verse, a greater love. This has been a great love for the world. And it said, greater love hath no man than this. And he said that he laid down his life for his friends. You know, Jesus laid down his life. He said he could have called, 10,000 legions of angels. But he said the Scripture wouldn't be fulfilled. The plan of God, if He'd have called 10,000 angels, the plan of God would have been successful. But oh, He died. Oh, He suffered greater love, He said, than no man, that He laid down His life for His friends. No greater love than that. The world I thought about, isn't it wonderful? I know the enemy trying to discourage folks and trying to say, well, there's nothing to it. But I'm going to say the power of God, there's an assurance in the blood of Jesus. And he said here, we want to turn over, I believe it's the third chapter of St. John, and we want to get a thought over here in the Word of God. Very familiar Scripture, but oh, today I thought about the world. They need Jesus. They need this the Savior that suffered. They need Jesus to dwell in their hearts. Because if we don't have the Lord dwelling in our hearts, we're most miserable. We're wretched and we're poor and we're blind. But oh, we need God to open up our eyes and to cause rich blessings to flow in our soul today. And he said here in the 16th verse of the third chapter of St. John, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You know, God don't want the world to perish. But the world is a perishing. The world is going down because of conditions and because of things. But oh, we need to look to Jesus. Look to the Lord that's able to help us today. And he said, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world. Oh, you know, today I thought about, I recognized when I was a little boy and my grandmother, she would tell me about the Lord, and she would talk to me and all, And it seemed like that I would go out and I would do things wrong. And my little mind seemed like something would prick my little mind. I was already condemned. But you know, Jesus was right there to lift me up. Jesus was right there to help me out. But I thought of the condemnation. He didn't come. He was already in the world, the condemnation. But Jesus came that He might deliver, that He might bring forth victory and peace and joy and love right in our soul. You know, that's why Jesus brought forth joy. You know, I'm happy in the Lord. Oh, I never had been happy. And it seemed like the Lord hasn't failed us. Maybe we have made mistakes and all, but you know, the Lord is merciful. And He is able to help us out and lift us up when we needed to be lifted up. You know, the world don't have this. I thought about, I believe it was my wife and I. The devil was just finding us. This had been a while back. And I thought to myself, I said, oh, you know, this is seemed pretty rough. And my wife said, you know, she said, we got the Lord. You know, that was a comfort. We've got the Lord to help us. She said, the world don't have nobody. That's true. The world out there, it's a cruel world. A selfish world. They don't have, it don't have anything to the people. But oh, Jesus, He's not cruel. He's loving. He cares for our soul. He's concerned about our welfare. And He's got power to help us out. The world don't have no power like that. But Jesus has. Oh, I thank the Lord. You know, today I thought about people. You know, they say, well, there's no use. I can go out here and maybe drink myself or do things wrong and all. But you know, that just draws you farther away from God. But when people recognize that God is able and can help them and willing, that's right, He is willing. You know, I thought about He is more, I believe I can say this right, He is more willing than we are for Him to help us. He is willing. He is more willing than we are. Now just think about that. How that Jesus is willing to help us and He wants to help us. And we're right here saying, well, what can I do? There's no way out. But oh, there is a way out. Oh, I thank the Lord for His blessings to us. I thank God, it said one place, it said all power. Oh, thank the Lord today. No wonder Jesus is a mighty Savior. All power, He said, in heaven. He didn't just say in heaven, did He? He said in earth. All these earthly bodies, God can help us and bless us and give us power and victory and strength right in this life, in these natural bodies. Isn't that wonderful? Believing, submitting, humbling ourselves to the mighty hand of God. Let God put our burdens and our problems and our troubles, just give it over to the Lord. He's there to help. He said that He didn't come to condemn the world. The world was already condemned. But He came to give us peace and satisfaction and contentment right in our soul. I want to turn to the 11th chapter of St. Matthew. Very familiar scriptures. And the 28th verse. Come unto me. This is Jesus' own words. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to let Him know that we desire Him more than anything in this world, for Him to help us. I'm coming to You, Lord. I know You're able to help. I know that. You know, if we really know and really believe and really have the confidence in our soul that God will help us, and we come to the Lord believing and receiving and pleading. I thought about the woman that came for her daughter. That's a touching incident. And she said, have mercy on me, O Lord. And you know, she said, it's not me. He said, it's not me. You know, I just couldn't comprehend the Savior, the loving Savior. It is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Oh, you know, seemed like Jesus, He maybe was testing her out or something. But oh, when He seen that she needed Him, when He recognized that she wanted Him more than anything in this world, that broke Him down. Oh, He said, great is thy faith. Oh, today, you know, that touched the heart of God, touched the throne of God, and He delivered and heal her daughter. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that's so great it seemed like. But I just, sometimes the Lord, seemed like sometimes the Lord just tries us out to see where that we desire Him more than the things in this world. Lord, I know You're able to help me. If I come to You and I believe and I plead my case to You, Lord, You're going to help me. And the Lord will help us. He hasn't turned anyone aside that is willing to seek Him with their whole hearts. But we must seek Him with our whole hearts. And if He sees that we want Jesus, we want Him more than anything, oh, He'll help us out. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. I don't know, it seemed like, you know, you could just tell the wondrous story. It's a blessing to my soul. Oh, it seemed like that it gets sweeter, seemed like the Word of God. I thought about I could read, sit down and I could read a natural book I'm talking about. And the second time, it don't seem so interesting. The second time. But you know, I can sit down and I can read the Word of God. And I can get a blessing every time in my soul. Why? Because it's something new. Every time we read it, it's something to strengthen our soul. Something to uplift and to encourage and to bless our lives. That's why that I don't read my family. They read a lot. And I guess it's good sometimes. But I just can't sit down and read a book, just a natural book. But I can sit down and read the Bible for hours and never get bored and get something for my soul. That's why the Bible is precious to me. It's the most precious book there is. Why? Because it's got so much. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's a definite statement right from the Savior that died. Right from the one that loved every soul. "I will give you this." Isn't that wonderful? Jesus said, "Come and I'll give you rest." The world needs rest. Oh, so troubled and so hard-heartedness and I don't know what it is out in the world. Evil. Oh, they need God. They need this rest. "I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." My yoke. Jesus' yoke. He can handle every problem. He can solve every problem. "Give it to the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." You know, I've learned. I got saved in 1961. I've been learning ever since. I've been learning more and more of the Lord. And as I go along through life, learning the blessing that we can just depend upon Him. Fall on our knees and call upon the Lord for grace and for strength and for courage and for power. He's right there, isn't he? Right there to help us. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." Ye shall find rest to your soul. There's only one kind of rest that will satisfy the soul, and that's Jesus' rest. And Jesus' peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you. not as the world giveth. You know, the world has a lot of problems and things, and they try to solve them and work them out. But I don't know if it accomplishes very much or not, maybe for a little while. But you know, this peace that came right down from heaven, if it's in our soul, brother, today we can rest in the Lord. We can be so contented. The world today is in a discontentment. They're not contented with anything. They'll try this. I thought about it before I got saved. I don't know. I just seemed like I wanted something, and my soul was reaching after something. And I tried this, and I thought, well, maybe I'll join the service, you know, and maybe get some relax or get what I wanted. And I said, well, I can travel here and there and see the world and all of this, and maybe I'll be satisfied. See? Well, I went over in Japan, I went over in Korea, and I went here and went there. I wrote my mother and said, Mama, I want out. Wasn't satisfied, see? Then all the things that I've seen and all the world, it didn't satisfy me. And I thought to myself, now what? How am I going to get this satisfaction? I need it. And one day when I repented and gave my heart to the Lord, then I quit going places or looking for anything. Why? It satisfied my longing soul. Oh, thank the Lord today. Isn't that wonderful? To think that Jesus can satisfy the longing soul, the natural man's heart or its inner affection is never satisfied. But God could satisfy the innermost being in our soul. He can satisfy the soul. He loves us. He cares for us. Even when we was in sin, the Bible said He cared for us. I know He's watched over us. I've looked back over my past life and I told my wife, I said, it seemed like that I could have been killed, or I could have been injured, or for my whole life. But the Lord had mercy on me. The Lord had mercy. Oh God, He wants mercy. He has mercy, and He wants us to seek His mercy. Seek Him with their whole heart. Be willing. I thought about the scripture, I believe, over there in the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. And the 44th verse, it said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in the field. You know, this is far greater than the natural treasures in this world. The treasure of salvation, the deliverance from sin, to have that peace and joy and contentment in our heart. Brother, that's a treasure that the world needs. That's far greater. I thought about people, and I know that they've strived and they've searched and they've looked for the treasures of this world and toiled. And maybe they'll have a fine treasure and they'll have a fine home or fine car and all of this. but no satisfaction. The things of this world don't satisfy. People that have lots of money and can spend and buy and get everything they want, they're not satisfied. But all getting this real satisfaction in your soul is the only thing that is able to help us out and bless us. I pray that these few little thoughts will encourage our hearts and to recognize that if we need help from God, the Lord has it for us. The Lord has whatever we need. We know what we need in our soul. Every one of us knows what we need. And if we just willing to give it over to the Lord, God is willing to take it. Just be willing to give it over. Lord, here it is. Here I am. Take me, use me. Do whatever you want with me. Lord, I'm willing because I love you, because you have done so much for me. So you pray for us that the Lord would help us. Amen.